It comes in a shell like this.
Oyster.
Okay. And something that has claws on it.
Crab or crawfish.
Okay.
Or a lobster.
Uh-huh. The crawfish is in fresh water, isn't it?
Yeah.
And something you'd hear making a noise around a lake at night. Makes it a croaking noise.
Frog?
Okay, what do you call the big frogs?
Bullfrog.
And the ones that hop around on land?
Toad frog.
What about the small ones that come out after it rains?
Spring frog.
Okay.
And also the rain frog.
Are they the same thing?
No.
What's the difference?
The spring frog looks more like the bullfrog, built like them, only a little more slender, and they don't ever get very big.
Mm-hmm.
The rain frog, generally you find them in your trees and bushes, mm-hmm. and viney places where they have cover and they stay in off of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They have a suction cup feet. To where they can cling on to just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
You even find them around your windows in the summertime at night,
mm-hmm.
catching the bugs and things that come mm-hmm. to the window trying to get into the light in the house.
What do you call that? The kind of bug that flies around a light and tries to fly into the light?
A candle fly.
Uh-huh.
What
about the kind that eats holes in your wool clothes?
It was a moth.
Okay. Talking about several.
A silverfish. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Talking about several, though. You should be talking about several.
Moths.
And kind of a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
Turtle.
Does he stay on land or in water or what?
There's a land turtle. There's water turtles. And there's land and water turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the land turtles was called tapping.
Uh-huh. What about something you could dig up to go fishing with?
Worms.
Any special kinds of worms?
Earthworms.
Mm-hmm.
We call them, there's a red worm. And we call the night crawlers.
Crawlers the big?
Big worm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's what we call a jumper jack worm. Is you dig them up and throw them on top of the ground and he wiggles all over. There's several different kinds of the worms that we use,
mm-hmm.
fish bait.
What about a kind of bug that'll flies around, it'll an insect will bite you and make you itch?
Mosquito.
Okay. And this is an insect that flies around, has a light in its tail?
Lightning bug, or
okay.
a firefly.
What about something that's about this big and it's got two pairs of shiny wings? You see it around damp places. It's supposed to eat mosquitoes. And some people say if you see one, it's a sign that snakes are near. Do you ever hear of a mosquito hawk or snake doctor?
Oh, yes. Mosquito hawk.
Uh-huh. Any other name for them?
Dragonfly.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of insect that'll sting you?
Wasp.
Talk about several of those, you talk about several.
That's several wasps.
Uh-huh.
As I've heard people say, wasps.
Uh-huh. What about something that builds a nest like this?
Hornet.
And something that builds a nest out of dirt?
Dauber, dirt dauber.
Uh-huh. Do they sting?
Yes, there is types of them that will sting.
What about a little yellow and black stripe thing that'll sting you?
That's a wasp,
uh-huh.
the type that we have around now.
Uh-huh.
That's so plentiful.
Yellow
jacket.
Mm-hmm.
They live in the ground.
Uh-huh. And a little red insect that'll get in your skin if you go blackberry picking.
Oh, that's a red bug.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people call them chiggers.
Uh-huh.
I know especially the boys from the north. When they had the big maneuvers, army maneuvers in the early 40s, late 30s and early 40s, came down from the north, and they had never had any experience with the red bug.
Mm-hmm.
And they got out in these woods down here, and those things covered them. And they called them chiggers.
Mm-hmm. What about something that, a little insect about this big that hops around in the grass?
Grasshopper or cricket.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear them called hoppergrass? And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a...
spider?
Or the thing going from one... the thing that he built would be...
a web, spider web.
Uh-huh. What about something like that outside? Would you still call it a spider?
Spider web.